9:40, speed jokes heard on WGN Radio. Afterwards, we'll take a break with weather, stuff like that, and then talk to some people about surcharges you may see on your bills going forward because of COVID-19. Also, your thoughts about ways to get the water out of the basement, clever hacks or not. 224 texted in the other day, by the way. John, I think you're getting a lot of miles out of my fly joke. Can I get some royalties, please? 815 texted after yesterday's show and said, hey, it took me 2 or 3 days to get that fly joke, but my wife got it right away, so yay for me. 773 said, please explain the fly joke. Just text it to me. I can't take not knowing. How many flies does it take to screw in a light bulb? The answer was,
well, two.
And that's all we're giving you, kids. John, about your 300 bricks joke yesterday, we said 300 bricks on a plane, one falls off, how many are left? 299. This texter says, John, you are one brick short of a full load.
That's good.
John, I love the speed jokes. Mary, Steve, and Dave are the best. The brick joke made me laugh out loud. I also love the fly joke. Hey, John, I'm a kindergarten teacher, and I found this joke amusing. I'm not sure if you've told it yet, but I keep the radio on while I'm e-learning with my students, and I always take a break to listen to your speed jokes. Thanks for bringing a smile and chuckle to my day. Regards, Linda. Thanks, Linda. She sent in, I ate 4 cans of alphabet soup and probably had the biggest vowel movement ever. Linda, we've used that joke before, but we appreciate you tuning in. Here we go. Dave, the other day, Steve, Mary, the other day, my wife asked me to pass her some lipstick, but I accidentally passed her a glue stick. She still isn't talking to me.
Oh, no. You did it on purpose.
Is this cool? In this cool weather, I wasn't sure if I should wear a scarf or a duck weigh.
What's a duck weigh?
About 7 pounds, Dave. Hey, guys, what's green and has 2 wheels? A motor pickle. What's green and beats the Bears? That'd be the Green Bay Pickles. Who is the Pickles' favorite artist? Salvador Dilly.
Oh, boy. I thought it was, what's her name, Pickler.
Kelly Pickler?
Kelly Pickler.
All right, enough of these. We're just kind of gherking your chain here. Giraffe walks into a bar and says, highball's on me. Bunch of chickens go jogging, guys. Which way did they run, Dave?
Towards the exit.
Nice, Mary.
Oh, I said toward the hen house.
Grzanich.
Clockwise.
Clockwise! Clockwise! Oh. They went clockwise.
Ding, ding, ding.
Is that it?
That was what I had. I think Dave's on to something.
But
Dave.
Wait, what was Dave's
I do like
again?
That one.
Towards the exit.
Oh, that's a good one, Dave.
I like that.
I hate it when their punchlines are better than mine.
What was Mary's again? What was hers, Mary?
Toward the hen house.
Yeah.
What?
There are no bad answers.
That's right.
Doctor, doctor, I've swallowed a bone.
Are you choking?
Let's do it again. Doctor, doctor, I've swallowed a bone.
Are you choking?
No, I really did.
Sorry, you jumped ahead.
What? A man is trying on shoes, and the clerk says, so how do they feel? And the man says, well, they're a little too tight. Well, try pulling the tongue out, the clerk suggests. The man says, okay, they feel a bit too tight. We got this text from 773. John, I got that light bulb fly joke when you did it the first time. The one I still don't get is the one about the mail carrier and the pimple family. Please explain it, please. And that joke was, we don't explain the jokes, folks. We just sometimes repeat them. I went back to the old neighborhood to visit my friends, including the Pimple family, but I could not remember exactly where they live. I saw a letter carrier, and I said, excuse me, do you have a pimple on your route? And he said, no, I always walk this way. We don't explain them, we just share them. You have to do the heavy lifting. This is WGN, it's 9:44.